The Lord, praise the Lord, saints, praise the Lord. We are so excited tonight to come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things, praise his holy name. And I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy I will bless the Lord tonight because truly he has done great things in our lives. You know, the devil always trying to work his way, but God's way is always the good way. And God tell us to praise him no matter what's going on. And you know, my music doesn't want to work tonight. But guess what? I'm going to bless the Lord because he created me to sing praise God. And I'm just going to bless his name and bless his name at all time. For he is worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And so, you know, I don't let nothing stop me from praising the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all time for his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is God and he's God alone. Praise God. So I'm going to sing this little song. I found the answer. I've learned to pray with faith to guide me. I found the way. The sun is shining on me each day. I found the answer. I've learned to pray. I always tell you all, no matter how you sound, what nationality you are to open up your mouth and give God the praise. Now, I might have a little hoarseness in my voice tonight, but who cares? I am praising my Savior who loved me with an everlasting love. And he doesn't care how you sound. He just wants you to give it all the glory and honor to him because he loves you so much. So I'm going to say that again. I found the answer. I've learned to pray with faith to guide me. I found the way. The sun is shining on me each day. I found the answer. I've learned to pray.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's sing thanks. 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 I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed. My soul is at rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Are you thankful tonight of what God has done for you? Praise God. Thanks. Thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed. My soul is at rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Praise God, praise God. And my last little note is, oh, How I love Jesus. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. And oh, how I adore him. Oh, how I adore him. Oh, how I adore him. Because he first loved me. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's go into prayer. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Father God, we come to you right now, Lord God. Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. Father God, create in us a new heart, God. Anything that, God, that's in the old stony heart, God, take it away, God. And, oh, Father God, make us a new every day, God, because we want freshness and a new from you every day. And, God, we need you to mold and shape us every day, God, in whatever way you want us to be, God. Oh, Father God, we want to carry out your will, your ways, your purpose, oh God. Thank you, Father God. And Father God, I lift up every mother, God, that is going through hard times at this Christmas holidays, God. Lord, comfort their hearts, oh God, and give them the peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, anyone, God, maybe going through depression, God, maybe going through hard times, God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, I know, God, that you, oh, Father God, will help them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God. Father God, Lord, it's so much goes on at this time of the year, God. Oh, Father God, yes. When, oh, Father God, we don't know and don't have the answer, God, but you do, God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, Lord, help every home, oh, God, that may be facing some kind of trials, maybe marital problems, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, help them to know who you are, God, and Father God, to love you, God, and then they can love one another, God, like you have ordained us to love, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, someone may be facing some, oh God, hardship with a sickness, God. And oh God, the doctor done told them that it's no help, God, but I know, God, you're the healer, God, and you can step in, God, right now, God, and God, you can touch their bodies, oh God, and raise them up off the deathbed, God. Lord, we know that there's nothing too hard for you to do, God. Oh, Father, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you do. We give you glory, Lord, for what you do. You do things all right, God. God, use it right now, God, and God, you can turn things around for our good, God. Thank you, Father God. Lord God, we just ask you to look on, oh, Father God, our president and everyone that's in the White House, God. We asking for peace, God, in the White House. And Lord God, oh, Father God, where there is so much unrest, God, oh, God, we are praying, oh, God. Yes, Lord God. There be changes, God. You said if a man desires the office, oh, God, Lord God, he's the, oh, God, how he is supposed to act and react, oh, God. Oh, Father God, he's supposed to have a meek spirit and a quiet spirit, God. We're asking for that, God, his home in order, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, look on everyone that listens to this program, God. Oh, God, empower them, oh, God, help them in every way they fall short. God, Father God, give unto their bosom, God, oh, manifest yourself mightily. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will hear from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We, oh, God, just want to hear from you, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so we can walk in your ways, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we want to, oh, God, hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come, let me make you rule over many, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we are your children, the one that, God, that you created. And, God, we are so glad, God. Oh, Father God, that we can come into your presence, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we come in your name, Lord God, because in your name there is power. In your name, oh, God. Yes, Lord God. Father God, there is love, there is joy, and there is peace in your name, God. There is strength in your name, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, in your name, Lord God, in your name, God, there is power, power, power. You can build us up, oh, God, anywhere we are torn down, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, reach way down, God. You said your arms are not too short, God, that you cannot save, oh, God. Lord God, you say, oh God, your eye, oh God, is on us, oh God, it lead us and guide us, oh God. Thank you, Father God, and Lord, oh, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your blessings upon your people, God. Lord God, you said you will withhold no good thing from those that walk up right before you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Lord, you told us to come to you with thanksgiving and praise and honor, God. And we, God, we do. We come tonight, God, thanking you for everything, God. Oh, God, everything that you do, God, everything, oh, God. Oh, God, Lord God, oh, God, everything that you have created, everything that you have performed for us, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, and we believe that your blessings of the Lord is for us, God. Oh, Father God, yes, Lord God. And we bless others, God, as you bless us, God, truly, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we put your blessings upon them. Everyone that come up on this line, God, we put your blessings upon them, God. Oh, Father, in whatever way they need them, God, physically, financially, and spiritually. Oh, God, thank you, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that your people shall reap the blessings, oh, God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you are God, and you are God, and God alone, and there is none other like you. And Lord God, we thank you for it tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorite radio program coming to you tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me. Jesus is calling us. Everything that we go through, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he said, I will give you rest. And Jesus told us to encourage one another, and when one hurt, we are to hurt with the other. So that's why we are here tonight. We are here tonight to reach out and to help heal your hurts. Whatever you may be going through, maybe we may can say a word, or if you have a prayer request, just press 1. Praise God, and we'll pray for you tonight. Praise God. If you want to pray for someone else, pray, please just press 1. We will pray for that person tonight and believe God. Oh, yes, we will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, if you know somebody is going through some tremendous battle, yes, we are willing to pray for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because that's what Jesus said. We are to be here for one another. We are to love one another, them that we see each day. Yes, we are to love them and reach out to them. And I do. I do with all my heart. I reach out to you, 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 and you, and you, whoever it might be. If there's any way I can pray for you or do for you, this is what God's favorites is here for. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are here to encourage you, to lift you, to help build you. Oh, in the spirit, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you, everyone that comes on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to let my co-host come for a few seconds, and then I'll be right back. Minister Peggy Biden.
Well, praise the Lord. Today we can say we are listening to God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. To listen to our program, please dial this number, area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. And press 1 if you would like to give a praise report or if you would like to just request prayer for yourself. A special thank you for our sister Janice Williams. She's the host of Victorious Living. Victorious Living is a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Call this number on Friday nights at 8 p.m., area code 714-409-0578. You will receive a great blessing by just listening to God's Word. And on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Isn't it wonderful that we can come and dial that number, area code 714-409-0578, and you can hear the Word of God. And also, if you need to make a request or not, just go ahead and call and punch that number 1. It tells us that you will be wanting to speak to our speakers, and you would be able to give your prayer request and give Lord a wonderful blessing and your request, and also for letting others know that you need a prayer. Think about it. We could pray tonight for people in the hospitals that is looking at surgery in the morning, that is first on the list, the last on the list. May God give them a great recovery. Also, for children that's being harmed, children that's being put away, children that's taken from their parents and given to other people to raise. Today I met a couple that had 3 kids in their custody, because mom and daddy was behind bars. Those little ones were so, they looked around and they were asking questions about their dad and their mom. But the love of those people that took them in and was telling them in God's love how much their dad and their mom loved them, even though they did wrong, they were doing what God wanted them to do, to take and love those children in place of their parents. And tonight, I'm going to promote our minister's book, Why Not a Woman? It's wonderful to have a book written by Vivian Collins. She has dedicated her life to God and has given many days of speaking and work. And why not a woman? He walks with you and talks with you. He feeds you. He clothes you. He put his spirit inside of you and lives in you. He covers you. He goes before you and protects you. He loves you more than anything or anyone else can. Think about it. His word is a covenant. And we can take and we can find fine readings in the bookstore. You can go to the bookstore and look for it. Why not a woman? It's wonderful to have a pastor that can put her feelings, her mind, the guidance of God's word in a book, and we can buy it and we can take and read it and minister on it and help others, because God is our Savior. Let's remember to pray for parents that have their children behind bars, and it hurts. It hurts that family, but God heals hurts, and we have to trust in God. Let's go to Psalms 11. It says, I trust in God for protection, so why do you say to me, fly like a bird to your mountain? Like hunters, the wicked sting their bows and their arrows on the bowstring. They shoot from dark places at those who are honest. When all that is good falls apart, what can good people do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord sits on his throne in heaven. He sees what people do. He keeps his eye on them. The Lord tests those who is right, but he hates the wicked and those who love to hurt others. He will send hot coals and burning sulfur on the wicked. A whirlwind is what they will get. The Lord does what is right, and he loves justice. So honest people will see his face. Isn't that wonderful? Honest people will see his face. Just trust in the Lord, and he will give us our answers. We have to pray to God. And we want to thank each one of you that is listening tonight. And we would like for you to take and call a friend and tell them to dial this number, area code 714-409-0578, because God's favorite radio program is on the air and is featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. Please do that, and we love you. And God bless you, and God bless all of those that's listening. And give us a call. Let us know that you're ready to give a testimony for God. Pastor Vivian George.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Peggy. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. I thank God for you. Praise God. Well, tonight is family night. This is our family night, and I'm so glad this is family night, because this is leading up to Christmas, and the families are torn. So many families are torn. So many families are dysfunctional. So many families are bitter, and you know, it's just so much goes on in the family, and God did not ordain it like that, you know. So our topic tonight, our topic is going to be goals for husband and wives, goals for husband and wives. And, you know, if we can get our family together for Christmas and not have dissension and whatever going on, some don't want to come because this one said that, and you know, it's just so much goes on in families today. And God didn't give you a family to be apart. We have so much separation. Praise God. So we're going to deal with things that hinders the family from what being what it ought to be. Praise God. And goals are important. They are scriptural. The Apostle Paul was a great one for establishing goals for himself. Here's one of his goals that is important to every married couple. The word said, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal of for the prize of the upward call of Christ, God in Christ Jesus. And that's in Philippians 3:13-14. Now, I wanted you to hear that because if we can just put those things behind us that has happened, you know, there's so much goes on in marriages. There is so much. Why? Because we are in the flesh. We live in a fleshly body, praise God. One thing that keep us from pressing on is our failure to forget those things which are behind us. We love to bring them up. Not good. Husband and wives have accumulated their shares of mental garbage. Can't even count it. It's so much. I look at people that say they've been married for 50, 70-something years. I looked at President Bush's funeral this past week, and they had been married for 72 years. And I said, oh, my God, how would I feel if I'd been married for 72 years? Well, you know, there was a lot went on in those 72 years. And we will never know, and they didn't bring it up, and hopefully they didn't throw it in each other's face. Some of it was prior to marriage, and some of it is subsequent to marriage. If either one or both of them continue to dwell upon the past, it will prevent them from being bonded together in Christ. So for someone to stay together for 72 years, they didn't throw up the past. They let bygones be bygones so that they can live together. And they told you how close those two people were. And we see that in many instances. But in some instances, we see people have been married for long period of time, they are still at odds with each other. They are still bickering and fighting. That's because they don't let the past be the past. Praise God. For the sake of illustration, let us say that the husband at one time was unfaithful to his wife. Now, I know some people. The husband was unfaithful, and the wife is still throwing it up in their face, and they are still having a hard time. If he has repented of his sin and received God's forgiveness, the wife is required by God to forgive them. And we see that in our leaders. We know that there are some families where, yes, they had. Take, for instance, Mrs. Clinton. She stayed with her husband. But guess what? People still want to bring it up to them, which is not good. If they can get past each other and put their past behind them, why can't we? You see how the world, and the devil wants to continue to tug at them and tug at them and tug at them. If the wife continues to throw things up to him, she is keeping that matter alive and preventing healing of their relationship. The Bible said in John 20:23, if you forgive the sin of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sin of any, they have been retained. We must forgive each other. And I hear people say, I'll forgive, but I can't forget. Well, then you still haven't fully forgiven. I know things have happened in my life. I don't hardly remember it anymore. And I don't want to remember the past thing. I want to get rid of that old stuff. I want to be free. I don't want to hold on to nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want my spirit to be so free because, let me tell you, when you hold on to that stuff, it's only a eating cancer. It causes bad heart. Your spirit not free. it causes all kind of setbacks, physical in your body. I want to be happy and I want to be free. In other words, if we lay hold of some sin another person has committed, that sin is retained and kept alive. The way God removes sin from our lives is by forgiving. That's why he tells us to forgive one another. Forgive one another. The way we remove that sin that is among ourselves is by forgiving one another. We must forgive. And I hear people say, oh, well, Sister Vivian, that's hard to do. That's hard to do. With Christ, all things are possible. This is what God said. With him, if you have Jesus, Jesus has forgiven you of your sins. Why do you want to hold on to someone else? Sins. Why do you want to remit somebody else's sins? Why do you want to hold on to the past? Why you don't want to let the past go? That's the enemy trying to get you to hold on. You don't want to hold on to that past stuff. You want to let it go. Praise God. So, our goal is to forget all the past hurts and sins which have been washed away by the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus has washed it away, thrown it in the sea of forgiveness, and guess what? Man, with his fleshly self, want to throw it up in your face, or you want to throw it up in somebody else's face. You don't want to release it and let it go. And you want to change all of our former ways of hurting one another and walk in love. That's what we want to do. Because Jesus is love, and he has taught us to love. This Christmas is about love. This Christmas is about love. We are to love one another. Oh, yes. This Christmas should be filled with joy and love. Praise God. Especially in the home. Especially those that have done things against you. My Bible say love in spite of. Listen to this from Ephesians 4, 31, 32, and 5 and 2. The Bible says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. You know, God's word is a roadmap for us. It helps us with everything that we have to deal with in this daily life. We have everything that we need here to lead us from here to glory. Praise God. So the word went on to say, therefore be imitators of God. Now, he didn't tell you to imitate nobody else. No man, no woman, no animal. He said, but be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for our sins. My Lord, that's telling you something. That is a mouthful. That is a bucket full, a basket full. Walk in love. Walk in love. Praise God. God has established a certain order of government for the family. God has said that the husband is to be the head of the wife in Ephesians 5 and 23. The way that the wife recognizes and honors the husband, headship, is through her submission to her husband. Women, y'all don't want to submit no more. You all just want to run over that man. But we got to give an account of God. We're going to have to give an account. This form of family government is not optional. It is an absolute requirement for all who expect to enjoy kingdom living. This is called kingdom living. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This form of government, family government, and this form alone is approved by God. That's why we have so many families getting along so bad, because we are not living in the kingdom order. The women saying the man can't tell me nothing. God made me. And we let the mouth get the best of us. We let the mouth get the best of us mostly all the time, and then there's chaos. There's so much chaos. Praise God. We do not have the privilege of changing God's order to one of our own devices. The husband headship is an extension of divine authority, a direct function of the kingdom of God. Praise God. So, since this matter of divine order is treated fully in the following chapter, the husband headship and the wife submission, God said the relationship between Christ and his church is the pattern of relationship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sorry about that. The computer was acting up, but it's still on. All right. I was saying that the relationship between Christ and his church is the pattern of relationship between the husband and the wife. Christ and his church are one. That's what I was about to say. Christ and the church is one. One flesh denotes one in relationship. It is much more than that which is brought about through sexual union. It is the complete bonding of spirit, soul, and body. When a couple stands before a minister and exchange their vows of covenant relationship, we may hear the minister say, "I now pronounce you husband and wife. What God therefore has joined together, let no man put asunder." Thereafter, the process began, the working of what God has worked in. It is comparable to the spiritual inheritance we receive in Christ at the moment of salvation. See, when you accept two people together, it's just like when you receive salvation. Praise God. We are one in Christ. We need to walk as one in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have all the embryo form, but it is not ours experientially. Neither the wedding vows nor the honeymoon bring complete oneness between husband and wife. The oneness is realized through the disciplinary process. Can you walk in the disciplinary process? The whole while. Can you walk 72 years as the Bushes did? 72 years to be married. Oh, my God. But God bless the union. God will bless you if you only know how to walk together as one. Praise God. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. That's in 1 Corinthians 6:17. That is, his spiritual heartbeat is the same as the Lord. You want to walk according to God's will, God's ways. His leading, His guidance. Praise God. The word join is the same word that speaks of the husband being joined to his wife. The Greek word literally means glued. We're glued to each other. I've heard husband and wife say that at times. Oh, we are glued together. We're not letting nothing separate us. Praise God. Bonded or cemented, however you want to say it. A man joined unto the Lord will leave all other gods and be of one spirit with the Lord. It is so wonderful sometimes to go to church and see husband and wife sitting together, all joined together. Then again, you can look in church and they are sitting there and one sitting so far from the other. They are not glued together. They have let things, problems come and almost pull them apart, but they are hanging in there. Some of them saying they sleep in a separate room, a separate bed. You know, you hear all kind of things in marriages. But when you are glued together and bonded together, you will let nothing. You will let nothing. Nothing separate you from one another. That's one thing my husband and I, when he was alive, thank God, we made sure we wouldn't let nothing separate from the bed. Stay right there and love one another. Likewise, the man joined to his wife will leave all other relationships and be of one spirit with her. Spiritual oneness is strengthened by functioning together spiritually. Joint Bible study, prayer, fasting, worship, praise, and giving are one ways of functioning as one spirit. I will repeat that so that we can keep this and you can joint Bible study, prayer, fasting, worship, praise and giving are ways of functioning as one spirit. That is wonderful. The primary function of a husband and wife is spiritual. The lives together are to glorify God. If a couple has married in the Lord, it means they have married in order to fulfill God's will. They will recognize that God has a purpose for them as a couple. Only by functioning together in spiritual ways will they recognize and realize the spiritual goal. No matter what other accomplishments a couple may obtain, there will be a sense of wholeness and life fulfillment. Physical oneness comes by doing physical things together. And that's what we need in our families. A lot of families does not do physical things. The wife wants to go out and do things, and maybe the man does not, vice versa. But we need to find physical things that each one likes to do and do things together. This includes but involves much more than marriage bed. Joint physical projects might be jogging, walking, or tennis. For exercise, work projects such as gardening, redecorating the house, or cleaning the attic, marriage should solve one of man's biggest problems, being alone. When two people are in a house and one is in one room and one is in the other, they are left alone. They need to be together. Praise God. Hallelujah. God saw that it was good for man. It was not good for man to be alone. And that it is when Eve was created as a companion. Marriage is a covenant relationship, a companionship. Unless a couple does things together, they can easily drift apart. They can easily drift apart. That is what Satan wants to do. He wants you to drift apart so that your mind can focus on other things, do other things, be caught up in other things. Praise God. And that's when Eve was created. Marriage is a covenant of companionship. Unless, okay, and all right. Oneness of soul is cultivated by communication, and that is another problem. We don't have good communication. Failure to talk things over is at the bottom of many unhappy marriages. Walls of divisions are built and stress created. They cannot talk to each other unless they get in an argument, which is not good. Tearing down walls then. With their tongue, lack of meaningful and healthy communication is lacking in so many marriages that as a marriage counselor, I have found many times, and I heard Michelle Obama say so too, they had to go to marriage counseling. How many people can you get to go to marriage counseling? They will not go. The man will tell you, I'm not going to marriage counseling. Oh, my God. So we have rebellion. We have stubbornness. We have, sometimes they are shy, insecure. Praise God. But all of this, it takes sometimes to make a good marriage, someone to help you to see yourself. And you know, many times, I must say this, many times when people try to tell other person about themselves, they don't want to see themselves. One thing we do not want to do is turn the mirror back on our own selves. The Bible says, praise God, get the mote out of your own eye before get the plank out of your own eye before you try to get the mote out of somebody else's eye, because what you got in your eye is bigger than what's in the other one person's eyes. You got to deal with yourself, because you have just as much wrong with yourself as the other person had wrong with them. Deal with you, and that is one of the big problems. We don't want to deal with self. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's a lack of communication. Praise God. Why don't husband and wife communicate? I believe the main reason is simple fact is they never learn how. Some of them just don't know how. So it brings on a stranger in the house. If a person comes from a family that does not communicate, then that person has never learned how. If anything, the family I was brought up in, some other people's brought up in, it takes a lot to learn how to communicate. Sometimes it's just taking, you know, sometimes my husband would just take me for an automobile ride. That's good. Then you in the car together, you talk. An automobile ride is good. You can hold each other's hands. And then the children can see your closeness together. Praise God. We can find so many ways that we can communicate if we let God, let go and let God. Another hindrance to communication is fear. It might be the fear of rejection, of criticism,
of not being understood. That is a big problem in our society. Think about it. And sometimes we can hurt people so bad until they feel like they are not understood. And it's the fear of even trying to talk. Praise God. So we have to make each other comfortable. Then you say, well, why should I have to do it? Because the wife is to help me. Praise God. The last things that a wife submitted to me were her inner thoughts. Sometimes men don't want to hear. All you want to do is just complain. But listen, another thing is needed is laughter. You need laughter in the home. Laughter soothes, laughter comforts, laughter heals. Laughter can bring in a whole new room atmosphere. I just find, you know, I come up with a dad that loved to laugh and to play with us. And when there was much laughter in the house, it was fun. You know, I really feel for children that comes up that doesn't have a dad to laugh and get out on the floor and play with them and run after them. It is needed again. It is needed again in our homes. We can understand why the devil hates unity between husband and wife when we realize the spiritual power that God has created when he two people pray together in agreement. The most natural combination of two people praying together is that two who have become one flesh. Matthew 18:19, again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. So, when we agree in prayer together, we're asking God to intervene. Two is better than one. Praise God. The verb agree, it means some aphonious in Greek. It is a term used for musical instruments when they are in tune and sound together in accord. The agreement required then is more than mere mental assent. The two must be complete heart agreement. Praise God. Corinthians 11:3 says, praise God. The wife tunes her husband, which enables the sound of the prayers in unity. In turn, the piano is tuned to certain pitch, which represents the husband accord with the will of God. Christ is the head of every man. Christ is the head of every man. Praise God. 1 Peter 3:7. You husband, likewise, live with your wife in an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel, and man has not understood that part yet. Since she is a woman, and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. I tell men when I'm ministering to them, if you do not understand how to deal with your wife, your prayers are being hindered. Not I said it, but the word said it. God said it. So, man, you're just praying, and your prayers are going up and falling back down. deal with her according to knowledge, so that your prayers will not be hindered. I don't even think men hear this part. I really don't. I don't think they would even pray if they realize, because many of them is coming to church. And I'm saying, what good is it going to pray when you don't know how to get along with her? My Lord, the understanding way is that which the husband relates to the wife is for the purpose of creating a oneness of relationship. He knows her in love as one deserving of respect and special protection. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a blessing God has done. He understands her as one who is equally important with himself in the eyes of God, for she is a fellow heir of grace and life. The wife will find it easy to agree with her husband, who relates to her with the same kind of love and understanding that Christ has for the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. The prayers and goals for a husband and wife is to remain in such oneness according that they will be able to agree about everything in prayer at any time, day or night. The slightest break in relationships between the two will break the power of prayer. Therefore, anything that clouds the relationship must be remedied speedily. If the prayer line are down, the prayer of united prayer is lost until they are restored. And the devil loves to get in. There are many reasons why marriages have problems relating sexually, and here is eight of them. Teaching from childhood all that sex is dirty, guilt and condemnation due to premarital sex, punishment of the spouse by withholding sexual rights, control of spouse by I will give you sex if you give me, fear of pregnancy, frigidity due to molestation or incest in childhood, wife's inability to climax, husband impotency when which can be physical or emotional, unreasonable sexual demands by one spouse, burnout due to excessive fornication prior to marriage, fear of pain. The wife may have yeast infections or any other condition that makes intercourse painful, lack of bedroom privacy, children sleeping in the bed. I know many of that, praise God, and lack of hygiene, unbrushed teeth, unhealthy body, unwashed hair, preventing sex or oral, and insisted upon one spouse. So all these things interferes with your marriage. For a healthy marriage this Christmas, check out one another. Demons of sexual frustration and sexual rejection are not uncommon when sexual needs are not satisfied. This is the way the scripture admonishes. The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, for the wife does not have authority or control over her own body, but the husband. Praise God. Likewise, also, the husband does not have control over his body, but the wife and her right. Do not refuse or deprive or defraud each other, except perhaps by mutual consent for a time. Praise God. Hallelujah. But after resume marital relationship, let Satan tempt you, though you lack of restraint of sexual desire. And that's in 1 Corinthians 7:3. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to have a great day. We're going to have a wonderful Christmas. We're going to let
give the devil a black eye and tell him he can't have it. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace for this rest of this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so glad that you all came on with me tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil been fighting me all the way through the program. The computer been acting up all the way. All the way. You just don't know because you weren't on it. But it's been blanking off all the way. And if you heard me posing, that means I was getting a computer backup because I am having a serious problem with it tonight, but the devil is a liar. We went on. I'm just asking God blessings upon you all these holidays that the enemy cannot have no part with you. Praise God. You're in Christ and he's in you. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.